1390 KJAM Madison.
It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
Good evening once again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. It is just a couple minutes after 6 o'clock. This is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and also online at AmazingMadison.com. For those listening on AmazingMadison.com through the area sports page, we thank you for listening to Coach's Corner tonight as well. And you are back here with your host, Paul Vold, from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. We have another great show ahead for you tonight. Of course, we're going to be speaking with Dakota State University volleyball coach Amy Veenhoff coming up here in just a couple of moments. Also going to be speaking with head football coach for your Trojans, that being Josh Anderson, coming up about 6:30 as well. He'll be bringing in a couple of players, Mitchell Galloway and also Ryan Dozier, as their season comes to an end. We'll be making our NFL Week 10 picks as well. Can't believe it's already Week 10 of the NFL season. And also some somber news as we kick off Coach's Corner tonight as well. We'll also be talking about our broadcast coverage of the state football championships and state volleyball as well coming up next week as well. But again, somber news to start off Coach's Corner. Yesterday, learning that the impact of one of the all-time greats in baseball as of recent memory in this decade alone, Roy Halladay, a two-time Cy Young Award winner and also one of the greats in baseball, passing away yesterday after an unfortunate plane crash when he was piloting, as struck and into the Gulf of Mexico he went, and unfortunately passed away at a very young age, 40 years old, and has been a licensed pilot as well. He left behind a wife and two kids as well. Roy Halladay, one of the greats in baseball, and certainly was one of the players that you stopped and watched as he performed as well. One of the greats in baseball. He will be sorely missed by the Major League Baseball community and also baseball fans as well. But coming up here in just a couple moments, again, we're going to be speaking with head volleyball coach for Dakota State University, Amy Veenhoff, here on Coach's Corner. But we'll start off here a little bit talking about volleyball. We got state volleyball coming our way here on AM 1390. Of course, we're going to be talking about the Madison Bulldog volleyball team. Spoke with Coach Jill Cradiville last night. For those listening to Dakota's Best AM 1390 and talking about the impact of the Bulldogs winning a five-set thriller, we're facing elimination in the third set, but somehow come back to rally in the third set after being down 2-0 and coming back to win that match against Del Rapids. Certainly was an exciting match for those listening and watching online as well. The Madison Bulldogs heading back to the Class A State Tournament back-to-back years as well. Certainly we'll have coverage of that for you. First match going to be out in Rapid City, so they're going to be playing out on Mountain Time, but we'll have it for you right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. That'll be a 2:45 first serve. The Bulldogs will be the number 4 seed and taking on Miller to kick off the Class A State Volleyball Tournament out in Rapid City as well at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. Also a couple other area teams. McCook Central Mancho is going to be taking on Sioux Falls Christian, the first match of the opening session on that first day of competition out in Rapid City. Sioux Valley is going to be the number 60. They'll be taking on Belle Fouche, and also Dakota Valley, the defending state champions, will be taking on Parker in the late one. It'll be an 8:45 Central Time. It'll be 7:45 Mountain Time next Thursday. That's when everything gets kicked off as well. If Madison comes to play, certainly will be a great couple of matches out on the west side of the state, out in Rapid City from the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center in Rapid City. Speaking of volleyball as well, now joining us in the KJAM studios in downtown Madison, you can certainly put the headset on, Coach, as well. Coach, for your Dakota State University volleyball team, 12-23 on the season, 6-10 in North Star Athletic Association conference play. Coach Amy Veenhoff, and Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, I certainly appreciate your time for coming on. And, you know, if there's one thing that we've noticed from your volleyball team, it's certainly been road tested as well. A whole bunch of road matches. Looking at your schedule, Not a lot of home matches as well, but your team very road tested, especially to begin the year as well. You didn't play your first home match for quite some while, almost a few weeks into the season. You know, just kind of looking back at the season as a whole. I mean, what were some things that you were kind of coming into the season you're wary about, but at the same time, now that you're at the end of the regular season, what were some things that you took away from the regular season as a whole?
Sure. You know, one of the things coming in, it was going to be a brand new team this year than what we've had in the past since we graduated 8 seniors last year. It was, you know, that was kind of one of the things that I was worried about, but yet I was kind of looking forward to just having some fresh faces and some new players to work with. Just that everybody was going to be new, so that was going to be a challenge getting everybody on the same page. And then our scheduling, I scheduled very poorly this year, having all those away matches. And not only were they away, but they were against some top 25 teams that we faced early on when we just weren't ready yet for that. We have seen a lot of improvement, and we're not the same team that we were, you know, in our first match. I thought we finished stronger. Started out kind of struggling and then saw a lot of improvement and things were really starting to click, and then we'd have a bad game or whatever. But, you know, volleyball is one of those sports that it's just really up and down. And, if everybody shows up to play, we're a pretty good team. So we made it into our conference tournament, which we leave tomorrow and go to Viterbo in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And we play the number 3 team, Bellevue, which I'm looking forward to. Our girls are pretty hungry to get a win from Bellevue. We lost to them in 4 down at Bellevue early the first time we played them. And then the second time we played them, it was at home, and we lost to them in 5. We were up 2 sets, and then just, you know, they turned it on, and we just didn't have enough to, you know, keep it going. And it was kind of frustrating, but I'm glad we get to see them again, because we're hungry to get a win against Bellevue for sure. So that's kind of moving forward where we're at. And
And it certainly speaks to, you're talking about a new team, basically, a lot of impact players as well. You know, you got some junior college transfers, even a couple of international players, even some freshmen and sophomores making impact for your team. You know, just kind of looking down as these younger players, was there much of a learning curve that they had to come into coming from, say, you know, the junior college level international play, and also maybe from the high school ranks now playing here at Dakota State?
Yeah. I think that's one of the biggest challenges it was this year, is having so many new players. Because no matter what, there's going to be a learning curve. It's a different program. Our team defense and our team offense are different than probably what you did in high school or what you did at your junior college. And so, yeah, it's a big learning curve, and it's getting everybody on the same page and learning our systems. And you know, it's a team sport. So not only do you have to kind of, you know, learn how we want to play defense and how we want to run our offense and that, but you have to play with 5 other people out on the court. And, you know, that takes a little bit of time, it can. And that's one of the biggest adjustments, is everybody's new and they're not used to each other and all that. So yeah, it's been a challenge. You know, no matter what, you're going to have a learning curve, and, you know, it's just kind of how quickly you can adapt. And I mean, the game's still the game, you know, volleyball's still volleyball. You still go out there and pass that hit and that kind of stuff. But there's a lot, you know, there is a lot more to it. And it takes quite a bit of time to get adjusted. It can. So.
And also talking about recently, Coach, you know, you ended the regular season on a high note, senior day over at the Fieldhouse as well. Bit of an exciting match as well. Keeping my eye on it while doing the DSU football game up in Mayville. Believe me, I would have much rather been at your guys' match than freezing my arse off up in Mayville, North Dakota. But, you know, looking back at the match, you know, 1-5 sets, you know, what were some things that you took away from that match against
my
the Warriors?
Goodness. It was a thriller. With Waldorf, the sets that we won, our offense we ran great. We had above a 200 hitting percentage in all three of the sets that we won. The two sets that we lost, our hitting, our offense was, you know, we weren't very efficient at all. So that was like it's huge. You know, if we can get our offense clicking and working and, you know, our setters connecting with our hitters and, you know, we're in system and getting good swings and our hitters are adjusting and getting to the ball and doing everything they can. Like, we're a pretty good team when we're offensively clicking. So that's going to be, you know, that's probably the biggest thing that, you know, we knew that, like, we need to have our offense, but it's kind of like, here it is, ladies, you know, these are the stats. This is where we were. This is why we won. This is why we lost. Making those adjustments then moving forward so that we can compete and really working on being more consistent with our offense. Because that's the thing, we play tough teams, so we're not going to be able to rely on getting blocks and digging the ball up. We have to find ways to get kills, and that's, you know, hitting the ball and our setters connecting with our hitters and putting the ball to the floor then. That is one of the things that I've seen, or I think we've had the most growth throughout the season from day one to now. We started out and we weren't hitting the ball very hard. You know, you'd watch other teams warm up or play against us and they'd have players that were just smashing it and hitting and getting some velocity behind it. And we weren't doing that. You know, we were dinking it over and tipping or just, you know, roll shotting and just not hitting it hard. And that has since, you know, turned around. And that was kind of, you know, when we were kind of halfway through and we started playing a lot better, that was one of the big things that I noticed is, wow, we're really hitting the ball a lot harder than we started. And a lot of that, I think, is our hitters were feeling comfortable with our setters that had gotten, you know, used to where how they set and where they set and that kind of thing. And so things started clicking offensively, and we are, for the most part, still hitting the ball pretty hard, and it's fun to watch when that happens.
Yeah, and especially with volleyball being such a momentum-built sport as well, you know, you end the regular season on a bit of a streak as well, you know, get yourself into the position to clinch a spot in the conference tournament at that win over Waldorf, now heading into the, you know, the postseason as well. But in the last month of play, your team was really kind of back and forth. At the same time, you're also able, you know, get yourselves in the right position. You know, what were a couple of things that kind of led to that recent turnaround, say in the month of October leading into November as well?
Yeah. You know, part of it too was, you know, I will say our schedule, we did finish, we had more home games, a lot of home games in October and towards the end of October. And I think that kind of helped as, you know, we got through our travel and then we got to be at home and it wasn't as hard on the girls to get on the bus and put on the miles and then get out and play and that kind of thing. We were at home. So I think that helped a little bit. But then, you know, the other part, like I said, it takes time. It takes time. We had a brand new team. Nobody was used to playing with anybody. You know, Carly Roselle is really the only returner that we had that saw a lot of playing time in the past. And so it was a brand new team, and it's going to take time for things to start clicking. And I think that is kind of what happened is, you know, one of my transfers is like, we just have to stop sucking. and seriously, that is just it though. Like, you know, and that's like the most frustrating thing I think too. And with coaching and with playing is, you know, they're capable because you've seen it in moments. And so, yeah, it is. It's like finding the secret to consistently making those plays and whatnot. And I think the girls, I do think that's part of it. The girls just got kind of sick of losing and sick of and losing the teams that we shouldn't have lost to. You know, we should have competed more. And, you know, sick of making silly mistakes and that kind of thing, and decided they were going to kind of fix things and change things, and they needed to do more and maybe, you know, compete a little bit harder and work a little bit harder and have a better attitude and all that stuff. And so I think that was a big part of kind of the turnaround too, and that and just the time that we needed, you know, since we had all those new faces. So
And it certainly helps when you get one of the players that just says, "We just need to stop sucking." That's probably the quote of the year right there.
Well, we've used it a lot of times. Okay, girls, let's stop sucking now and get back to where we were.
Well, hopefully the sucking will stop heading into the postseason here. Again, you head into the North Star Athletic Association postseason conference tournament. You enter as the number 6 seed. You'll be taking on a Bellevue University. You kind of talked about it a little bit earlier. You know, you had your chances against Bellevue this season. You know, what have you seen from them this season? Kind of get an idea of what they kind of run out on the floor and also can lead to a bit of a game plan.
Yeah. With Bellevue runs a 5-1 offense. So their setter goes all the way around. Their setter is very aggressive and attacks, and she's a good player. She's all conference. She was freshman of the year last year. She's a great player. She does a fabulous job running their offense. They've got two pretty good middles that are very similar. They run a lot of quick ones, and then they also run kind of a slide. It's a slower slide or a higher set ball, but just going off of the 1 foot can be challenging sometimes to defend that. Their outside hitters are power hitters. That's kind of what they do. And then they've got a really good right side attacker as well. So offensively, they're very balanced. We're going to need to stress their defense as much as possible. And again, you know, that just goes back to us cleaning up and running our offense the way we know we can and want to. And then defensively, you know, we really need to just be disciplined on defense and be reading ball setter, ball hitter, so that, you know, we're getting blockers up on their hitters. Because like I said, they're very balanced, and with them, their right side is probably by far their best attacker. But, you know, if she's off, it's not like they don't have anybody else they can go to. Both of their middles are pretty good. They're all conference players. Their outsides, like I said, they're strong. They're power hitters. They don't have a lot of depth. So that is one thing, you know, too, if we can get kind of their hitters, get on them and defend them and get in their heads a little bit, you know, that could definitely help us because they don't have a lot to bring in off the bench to help out. And then serve and pass, you know, is kind of the other big thing, is we need to keep the ball in play. Like I said, that setter for Bellevue is really, really good, Maddie. And she also, I believe, is first in the conference for aces per set. So she's a tough server. So we need to make sure just that we don't get aced. You know, we got to keep the ball alive to give us an opportunity to attack and for them to make a mistake. So those are kind of, you know, we know their team very well. The other thing is their team hasn't changed a lot since last year. They've pretty much got the exact same team. So we know, we're familiar with them. So, yeah, it should be good. But honestly, it doesn't matter, Paul, if we don't show up to play and aren't playing our game.
Okay.
You know, we can't even worry about what's happening on the other side of the net. We got to kind of take care of us first before we worry about what they're doing.
And finally, Coach, before we let you go here this evening, you know, one player that's always been a constant this season is that lone senior for your Trojan team, Carly Roselle. You know, just looking at the play of Carly this entire season, kind of being that that constant in the lineup for your team, you know, how crucial has it been to have her being the returner from last year and from seasons prior to kind of be that voice out on the court to kind of help guide some of these younger players?
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine what this year would be like if we hadn't had at least her back. And she doesn't come off the court. She's a 6 rotation player for us. You know, she does a lot, even, you know, just for the girls too, on their confidence out there. And I think the girls would really freak out if she wasn't out there with them too, because they're used to her and she is, you know, that senior. She's been here, done that. She just broke the school record in our last home game for kills in a career. So, yeah, she's kind of been our go-to and our steady Eddie and the person that, I mean, like I said, I just couldn't even imagine what this year would have been like had I not had Carly a part of it. So thank goodness she was still here.
Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks
Best of luck to you. And also, we'll be keeping an eye Coming up on Friday, November 10th, which is this Friday, 10 a.m. first serve over in La Crosse, Wisconsin, the North Star Athletic Association volleyball postseason tournament in the opening round as the Trojans take on Bellevue University. Best of luck to you, Coach, awesome. And also congrats on the season as
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Head coach for your Trojan volleyball team, Amy Veenhoff, joining us here on Coach's Corner just about 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to take a look at the high school football playoff season for football as championship weekend begins tomorrow morning bright and early. Coach's Corner, live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison on Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM.